story's being told that's very old. It's a story that we hear from birth, fulfilling all our needs. So the story reads is the essence of a walk on earth. But when the stories are we're fed, a distortion spread, idolatry of human greed. An inflated sense of me makes it hard to see. Things I want become the things I need. Get over yourself. It's not about you anyway. Why don't you look past yourself to see the panorama in which your life appears? In the climate of our day, it's often been our way to define ourselves by our desires. Relentless appetite, everything's alright if it feeds the inner fires. But the life of which we're made is of a different shade. It brings us to this point of view. We're just as much defined by what we leave behind. Sacrifice is nothing new. Get over yourself. It's not about you anyway. Why don't you look past yourself to see the panorama in which your life appears? Before which God will I lay prostrate? At which altar will I kneel? Will I dare to be transformed or simply trust the way I feel? Will I recognize the claim on me or cater to my whims? Will my song be self-indulgent or will I sing the sacred hymns? That's now a cornerstone. He calls us to depart with a servant's heart into a life in which we're not our own. So which story will you hold when your days grow old? By which narrative will you be claimed? The story that we live is what we have to give. It's the legacy by which we're named. It's not about you anyway. Why don't you look past yourself?